T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm Listening is Odyssey's commitment to mental health conversations. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, depression, anxiety, or mental illness, help is available. Call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's 988.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. This time of year, we are, boy, getting busy, especially looking toward summertime. One of the organizations here that is busy year-round but is always in need of our help is the Tarrant Area Food Bank. They are bracing for a deficit in food supply in its warehouse amidst rising demand. And here to talk more about it, it's Stephen Rayside. Thank you so much. He is the Chief External Affairs Officer with the organization. Thanks for your time and for just kind of sharing with our listeners the day-to-day demand that you are currently experiencing. Can you share a little bit about that?
Certainly, and thank you for having me. As you mentioned, we are busy at the food bank because we distribute a million nutritious meals every single week. And while that keeps us busy year-round, it is especially so in late spring because we have to start gearing up for summer hunger. Most people, and I used to be one of them, tend to think about hunger when we get close to the Christmas holidays and Thanksgiving, and the weather's colder, and it really becomes more of an emotional issue, and people respond to the messages of our food bank and food banks from across the country. But the need is much more acute in the summer, and that's because children no longer have access to the free and reduced lunch programs and breakfast programs in the school districts, and in many cases after school programs. And so for about 3 months each summer, these working mothers, and our typical client is a single mother with two or three children, probably working multiple fast food jobs. And all of a sudden she has to provide those meals. Her budget's already stretched. She's needed help during the school year, and now she just can't make those ends meet. And so those mothers come to us for help, especially in the summer.
So how can people help? I mean, if you're reaching out to somebody and you want them to be able to donate, are you looking for food itself, or is money more important?
Yeah, this year we're facing a especially acute food deficit. Our donations are down from the federal government. We received 44% less food this year than we did 2 years ago from the United States Department of Agriculture feeding programs. Our donations from the grocery industry are down 10% this year. We typically have been able to purchase more food. Last year, we purchased $4.3 million. And we just couldn't have budgeted that much this year. So we're asking for funds. We can do a lot more with $1 than we can with a can of food. In fact, we convert $1 into 5 meals. We do that because we have professional food sourcing staff, and their job is to maintain relationships with the food industry. So when there is surplus in the supply chain, they'll think of Tarrant Area Food Bank, they'll give us a call and we can take those loads. And also, those staff purchase food at greatly discounted rates on wholesale markets. And right now, because there isn't enough surplus in our traditional grocery supply chain, we're going to have to buy more food to make up this food deficit and ensure that when those schools get out in 4 or so weeks, we're ready to help those families.
Can we talk a little bit about right now, regular consumers, like we mentioned, the grocery store donations are down 10%, but even for people who don't use assistance through area food banks, going to the grocery store, you might find less of a certain item because it's just behind on production or farmers are having a hard time with that particular crop. Can we talk about those types of challenges as well? And how do you guys navigate through that? Is that an issue for you all at all?
Certainly, that the supply chain is still distorted and has not come back to anything resembling pre-pandemic times. There's a variety of reasons from that. There's a war in Ukraine, there's inflation, but also the grocery industry learned to get much more efficient during COVID, and they've learned to produce food without as much surplus as they used to. And the food bank was the beneficiary of that surplus, so we see less food donated from the supply chain.
What kinds of things do food banks have to do to make up that loss from the traditional sources?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, in the last 3 years, the only way to bridge that food deficit has been through food purchase. And again, we're facing that this summer. We're trying to be more innovative, looking to non-traditional sources of food. So small urban farmers, we're working with some vertical farms, with some hydroponics, really shaking every bush we can think of in the food supply chain. But unfortunately, especially this year, it's coming down to food purchase.
How essential are our food banks in our community for people who don't use the service, out of sight, out of mind? But the demand is real. We were just talking to another organization that is expecting to serve up to 3,000 more clients in the next year here in North Texas. What about for local food banks? Is that demand also rising year over year?
Yeah, one out of five of the total population in our service area has been hungry in the last year. That number used to be one out of six before the pandemic. And unfortunately, it's one out of four children, which means on the western side of North Texas, the Tarrant Area Food Bank serves 200,000 children who have been hungry at some point in the last year. And as we, again, start planning for this huge surge in need that comes during the warmer months, it's them we're especially thinking about. We want children, we want to serve up a great summer for children. We want it to be fun and memorable for all the right reasons, not for an empty stomach.
You mentioned the fact there's limited supply. There's a lot of demand, not only among people, but among food banks. Does it make it tougher because there are so many places that are reaching out to these providers?
There is a limited amount of food. And again, it's shrinking. There's much less surplus. There are lots of great hunger fighting agencies. Food banks play a very central role, kind of the leading clearinghouse in each's respective areas. But yes, just like donor dollars, it's limited. And there are lots of worthy organizations who are searching for those.
Let's talk about our listeners being able to put some action to hearing this interview. You know, is spring cleaning, advised, maybe going through your pantry, finding some of those non-perishable food items that are still up to date that could be, donated? Or how much can $1 stretch?
We convert $1 into five meals. The food drives aren't nearly as important as they once were in food banking. So when we started 42 years ago, or even 20 years ago, or 15 years ago, we were still pretty reliant on the generosity of neighbors finding some great surplus product in their pantries and donating it. That's less important now because we do things on such a massive scale. We have economies of scale. We can work with the grocery industry, wholesale markets, and it's much more efficient and effective to source product from the grocery industry instead of those old-fashioned food drives.
One thing that the Tarrant Area Food Bank is known for are your mobile pantries, and people would line up for those. Are those still as important to you right now and as important to your clients?
Mobile pantries still play a very important role in what we do. You don't see too many what we call mega mobiles that you did during the pandemic, when we were feeding 8,000 families out at Globe Life Field. We do smaller versions, and they're very important to our network of almost 500 partners. A lot of those don't have the cold storage capacity to handle the scale of perishable product that we have now. 50% of everything we distribute is perishable. A third is a fresh fruit and vegetable. And mobile pantries are a way to surmount that limited cold storage capacity at agencies and provide, with that partner's help, that perishable product direct to their clients at their location.
So the best way to reach you all is, I'm assuming, through your website?
Yes. The community has been very good to the Tarrant Area Food Bank over the years, especially in COVID. Every time we ask for help, they're there. And this is a crisis now. We have to surmount this food deficit. And we're calling on all our supporters. Please go to tafd.org. It's very easy to donate there. Even a small donation makes a big difference. $20 will provide 100 nutritious meals for hungry families this summer vacation.
Absolutely incredible. That is Stephen Rayside with us here from the Tarrant Area Food Bank here on KRLD. Thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.